You know this is a fancy neighborhood, right? We can't have all these rich people calling the cops on us. We can get banned from coming here. Yes, really, really. Why are we here? Wow, you're a lot drunker than I thought. We're here because my dad is fancy and throws lavish dinner parties to boost his ego. Exactly. We attended for the top-notch booze and the ant-sized food portions. Yeah, I miss home. But go back? No. I'm never going back to living with my family. I'm a grown-ass woman. I have no intention of working in the family company, either. Yes, even for the free, delicious, top-shelf whiskey. I can get my fill of that during these pretentious events. The rich don't really appreciate quality whiskey, especially if they have an abundance of it. Everyone in this neighborhood has some hard-to-pronounce, seven-figure bottle of alcohol lying around their house. I'm not kidding. This house, look. Can you still focus? This very house we're looking at is owned by a politician and his wife, heiress to a Fortune 500 company. I know, cliche. But they have the most expensive and the most extensive collection of alcohol I have ever laid eyes on. I swear. And the worst part is, they don't even hire security. No security cameras either, because the husband is paranoid. He thinks the government can tap into the cameras and catch him doing something they can use against him. He's also very kinky with his wife. They're swingers. They even hold private orgy parties. Free-flowing 50-year-old alcohol and the longest line of coke you will ever see. The lifestyle of the rich, famous, and bored. What? What are you doing? Don't you climb over that fence. I swear, I'm going to leave you here. No, stop. Shit. Shit, are you okay? I'm not climbing over. I'm wearing a dress. Get out of there. We can get into serious trouble, mister. Get out. Yeah, the gate is unlocked. Come out. Well, you just climbed over without warning. I could have told you the gate was open, but no, you just had to do things your way. Yeah, I know the house. Look, it's practically a fishbowl. You see, you can't get lost. Did you just dare me to break into someone's home? Dare accepted. Hurry. Run. I'm sure there are no security cameras here. Head to the back. They always keep the back door open. I know all this because nothing remains a secret. Not even money can cover up the sort of dirt the richest of the rich keep sweeping under their fancy rugs. People talk when they're drunk. Secrets and alcohol don't mix. Told ya. No, no dogs. The wife keeps this unlocked. It's become a habit. I heard she has a playmate. She likes to fool around when her husband is away. When the husband gets to play, so does the wife. You know, role plays. A man disguises himself as a burglar and, pretend, breaks into their home. He sneaks into her bedroom and acts as if he wants to rape her. She struggles, lets this intruder hurt her, intimidate her, degrade her, use her any way he wants. Does that turn you on? What's my fantasy? To break into someone's home with my boyfriend, of course. I like to live dangerously. I know, a lot of creaky doors in this house. You'd think they'd at least grease those hinges with all the money they have. And ta-da! This room holds millions of dollars worth of alcohol. From Macallan to Russo Baltique, and this $3 million vodka in a Swarovski-studded bottle. And that safe is a 1,000-year-old whiskey that divers in the Pacific discovered from a sunken ship. That bottle alone can feed a country for how much it's worth. Oh, my knowledge about alcohol makes you hard? Prove it. Yes. Let me grip your cock over your pants like this. And just stroke. Gently. Squeeze. I'm surrounded by all this expensive stuff, and all I want is your cock in my mouth and your cum down my throat. Clothes off now. Have I told you how hot you look when you're taking off your button down and then grabbing your shirt from behind you over your head? Fuck, I know what you're doing here. Pants. Oh, I'm just thinking about what I'm going to do to you first. Now, sit down on that ottoman. I've been thinking about your cock all night. I'm wet. The moment I saw you in a suit and tie earlier, I was a goner. You are absolutely gorgeous in a suit, and if we weren't running late, I would have had my way with you. Legs apart. Let me just kneel between your legs and... You like it when I run my fingertips up and down your thighs like this? Feels good. Now, tell me what you want. My tongue? How? Like this? Lick your slit back and forth with the tip of my tongue? How about I swirl my tongue along the ridge of your cock? I love the velvety smoothness of your cock against my tongue. I'm gonna make you feel so good. Oh, feel free to grab onto my hair. Ruin it? Fuck that. I'm gonna ruin you. I love your cock. Oh. Look at you all speechless and helpless. Oh, when I'm stroking you fast and hard. You keep growling like that, and I'm gonna come. Oh. Yes. Oh. Yes. Moan louder for me. Oh. It's just the two of us in here. Are you close? Don't come yet. I wanna ride you and come on your cock. Let me just rub the tip of your cock on my pussy. Oh. Oh. Feel how soaked I am? You did this to me. Your cock feels so good, rubbing against my clit. Oh, so good. I'm gonna sink down on your cock slowly. Oh, I love how you stretch me. Right down to the base. So full with you inside me. Oh. I'm gonna raise myself up a little bit. And down. Oh, fuck. Nice and slow. On your cock and then suck you off. Oh fuck. I'm gonna make you come in my mouth. Do you want that? Fuck. Yeah. Oh baby, I'm close. Oh fuck. Yeah. Oh god. No, I need your cum. Myself on you. Come for me, baby. You okay? I'm better than okay. Top shelf whiskey is great and all, but nothing will ever compare to getting cum drunk on your cock. Oh. That's amazing. Come on, we got some more exploring to do.